Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday installment, edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. How was everybody's weekend? Yeah, it went too fast, didn't it? Yeah, mine did too. Sorry about last Friday not having an episode out to you guys and gals. It just kind of turned into one of those days, if you know what I mean. Anyways, let's get your Monday edition started, shall we? Yes, it is April 18th, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Could be a little shorter today. Went a whole heck of a lot of news. Well, here's a rumor that's been going on and on and on since about February of this year. Podcast in the Google Music Play service. According to an NPR leaked document, so no, we're not supposed to know about this, hush, 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 Google will reportedly be offering podcasts through the Google Play Music service starting, yeah, you guessed it, today. Although I will say, do subscribe to Google Play Music, and I've not seen anything there yet, so this could be just all rumors once again. Now, as I was saying, this information was supposed to be embargoed between NPR and its listeners, but it looks like that didn't work out too well. So if you yourself happens to be subscribed to the music on Google Play, and you happen to see the podcast option there, yeah, go ahead, get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there. Thank you. Now, who says physical media is dead? We talked about this last week about, you know, digital's taking over, basically, worldwide. Not in the UK, however, though. Vinyl seems to be king. Yes, I'm talking about records. You know those big things? Yeah, that you put on? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Apparently, the number of vinyl records sold in the UK just keeps going up and up and up. Actually, Engadget's reported about 637,000 vinyl records were sold between January and March of this year alone. Amazingly, that is up 62%. From the same quarter last year. In fact, the British phonographic industry is expecting to hit 3 million sales this year. Unbelievable, considered that a few years ago, remember, vinyl was dead. Personally, as an enthusiast, yes, I do collect vinyl. I love seeing this. Things don't always need to be new and cutting edge. Sometimes old tech works just fine. The Motion Picture Association of America, yeah, the MPAA for short, they seem to be on the offense again. They're wanting the internet providers all over the great U.S. of A. to take stronger action when it comes to fighting copyright infringers. Yeah, I know, same story, different day. Yeah, let's just read on, shall we? They're saying to accomplish this, ISPs should be required to track the number of notices they've received for each account. And basically, when you've met your quota of a... And basically what they're saying, that when you've met your quota of downloading too much illegally, yeah, it cuts you right off. No internet connection for you ever again. Now, the MPAA is basically saying the DCMA is pretty much DOA. In its 71-page submission to the group, outlines many problems with the current law, asking for drastic reforms. Hey, MPAA, yes, we know. Cash flow ain't what it used to be, is it? But it seems that the music industry has figured it out over the last few years. What say you? Maybe you should talk to those people over there. And finally, haven't got yourself a new iPad Pro yet? Well, have I got some juicy news for you. How would you like to stand out from the entire crowd? Well, Apple's going to help you do that with a one-of-a-kind iPad Pro for a charity auction. That's right, Mr. Ive and his team have built a unique version of the larger iPad that's nothing like the models you can find on the market. This thing, it's freaking yellow. Like mustard ugly yellow, may I say. Now, of course, on top of that, the tablet does come with accessories you wish Apple would include already with ones you get now, including a smart cover in French leather, ooh, and an orange pencil case in Italian leather. Ooh, that man and that looking. So if I've got your mouth watering already for this, get ready to cough up about 10,000 to 15,000 pounds. That's what auction partner Philips anticipates this custom iPad Pro is going to sell for. I think they might be a little too ambitious, but you never know. For those of you wanting that dollar conversion, that's about $14,200 to about $21,000. You'd think if you spent $21,000 on something, you'd be able to choose the color. You know what I'm just saying? Because let's face it, once you buy this thing, it's like buying a car. The minute you take the plastic wrap off of it, it's already decreased in value. But hey, it's for charity. Can't go wrong there. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. See, guys, I told you it was going to be a short one today. Sorry, the news was just thin. Also, don't forget to check out the British Tech Network at BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there for your listening enjoyment. Also, one thing you better not forget about is the British Tech Bash coming up on July 23rd. Tickets are still available, although they are going very fast. You can get your tickets at BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get your tickets for the bash on the 23rd. Heck, just make it a two-day event. Get your Curry tickets, too, for the 22nd of July. Both tickets can be found over there. But you got to be doing it right now. BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Also, don't forget to follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And the Slack room for the BTN community, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the new show, we will be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it is Monday. Just go back to sleep. Forget it. And thank you very much for listening.